Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ. She's so young and hard. She likes the pleasure of his company. She got the inside
groove with a silver spoon. She likes her tapes on 10. And it's the same as her anatomy. Loverboy. She's on a rainbow. On a Tuesday throwback to the 80s. Artist of the day. Ooh. Telephone number here is 576-7798. Story here from CNN. Before Saturday, Jody Dagianski had traveled by air five times since commercial airlines began mandating that passengers wear masks. But she never thought she would end up being booted from a flight for her two-year-old son eating gummy bears. Says Dagianski.
Gummy?
Don't get me started. Just keep reading.
Sorry, Libby.
I beg your pardon for properly pronouncing that word. It's gummy from the German word chewable.
Just call it what everyone else in the world calls it, which is gummy.
Well, it's gummy.
Oh,
what is it about me that drives you so crazy?
That.
Properly pronouncing a word?
No one calls it that.
Okay, listen here, little okay. Miss Latina.
Then why, Dummy. When Henri Paul killed Princess Diana, did you insist on calling him Henry, even though his name is Henri?
Okay, first of all, you and I weren't even on the air together in 1998, 97.
You so always say, I hate it when reporters say Henri or Macron.
Macron.
That's how you pronounce it. Yet you go gummy, where everyone in their car simultaneously just went, what the hell did he just say?
You also made fun of Dan Weinbaum for his overpronunciation of Laurent Devarny Tardif. However you say his name.
Doctor, the good doctor.
Yes, doctor.
That's what we call him.
I see how we're going to play.
All right. Tell Gummy. Me about this two-year-old.
Play it again.
Gummy.
Thank you. Before you continue reading, there is not enough money in the world that would prompt me to get on an airplane with a two-year-old. But tell me what this poor kid did. Because I saw a video and he's bouncing up and down like a gazelle.
This El Centro thing Saturday night.
The what? You want to talk to me again about pronunciation?
Carry on.
This El Centro thing Saturday night.
The what?
Gummy.
This El Centro thing Saturday night.
The what?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
You want to talk about pronunciation?
I need to continue on your story.
Are we good? I'm super humiliated, said Dagianski, who was flying home to Chicago with her son after visiting with family in Florida. Dagianski said the crew of Southwest Airlines Flight 2420 approached her when her son was eating at the start of the lunchtime flight with his face mask resting under his chin as the flight pushed back from the gate and began to taxi. There was no heated discussion, said Dagianski, who described how a flight attendant told her other families of small children had shirked Southwest policy by eating the entire flight. Dagianski said by then, her son was voluntarily wearing his mask. Southwest policy says only children younger than two are exempt from its rule that passengers wear a face covering on board a flight and in the airport. Southwest would not discuss the incident, saying that it is ongoing.
There's video. Have you ever tried to successfully get a two-year-old to do anything they don't want to do? I do believe they should maybe revisit the age requirement here.
Okay. To what?
Not to. What would you say, Scott? You've had toddlers. My mind has tried to mentally block out those years.
I think three or four. Yeah, getting a two-year-old to wear a mask is probably not going to happen.
Come on. They came over four or five times and asked him to pull up his mask. She admitted her son was distracted by his snack. You know, he probably had little pretzels or goldfish in front of him.
Mm-hmm. And some gummy bears.
Families have been using eating as an excuse so their kids don't have to wear masks. I told her that was absolutely not the case here. After the flight attendant said, please give us 6 feet of space, the plane turned around, and that's when the gate agent forced the mother and son off the flight.
Oh, I think that's too much.
Listen to this. They got their luggage. You know how this works. Packed up, went back through security with a two-year-old and paid almost $600 for another flight home. On that flight, which was an American flight, her son slept maskless. American Airlines doesn't require masks until age three.
Telephone number here is 576-7798. If you guys would like to weigh in.
I don't think you can ask a two-year-old and mandate it.
What age? Three? Four?
I think three is a little on the young side, but you could get a three-year-old to do something easier than you could get a two-year-old to do something.
So four. You're saying four.
3 to 4.
Okay. Telephone number here, 576-7798. If your name is Todd or Karen, do not call.
No, call. We love you.
576-7798. Dana Wright, Sam Stevie the Third. I am Scott Parks here on KMBZ. The year was 1987. Reached number two on the charts. White Snake.
You know, there are a couple of studies out there, Scott, that show driver's ed has a drastic effect on teen crash rates, lowering teen crash rates. And I don't think we've ever talked about this on this program, but it just so happens that someone in your family and someone in my family last week just went through driver's ed.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember in high school during the summer, did you in your high school have a driver's education program that like the gym teacher, the wrestling coach?
Yeah, it was a football coach.
It was a football coach.
Yeah, I think they had it. I didn't take it.
Okay. So our high school had driver's ed. We had to go to the parking lot of Seaman High School. We all got in the cars. We did a ton of classwork. It had the brake on the other side. So when you were in there with your coach or teacher, they could slam on the brake if they needed to. I don't know that high schools offer it anymore. Sam, did yours?
So when I was at Miege my freshman year for the 1 year that I was there, they did have it. But it's a private school, so they funded it themselves. When I went to Shawnee Mission South public school, was not offered.
I am thinking the public schools no longer offer this because, Scott, you and I
don't think that's true. I think Maya took it at Mill Valley.
But then
I'm almost positive.
Is it because of the pandemic you don't think that Kelly's son took it?
Well, Kelly's son, shameless plug, he took the Johnny Rollins school.
Yeah, that's what Willem did.
Yeah.
Willem took the Johnny Rollins one and had a great time and great outcome, and he's getting ready to do the driving portion. You know, that was a lot of classroom work, and then you schedule the driving portion.
2 days of 8 hours apiece.
But I want to know from our listeners, are the high schools no longer offering driver's ed? Because the studies show teens who learn to drive without taking a driver's ed course are 75% more likely to get a traffic ticket, 24% more likely to be injured or die in a car crash, or 16% more likely to have an accident in the first place. And that was an 8-year study involving 150,000 teen drivers.
Did you take it?
I took the high school version of driver's ed. Our kids all took a paid version. You know, there are places around town that do it. Willem took Johnny's, shameless plug. We absolutely loved it. He had a great time. No problems whatsoever. But I'm curious, when, if the high school stopped offering it, when did they stop offering it and why? Because you want to talk about practical things that you can learn in high school or in late middle school. That's right at the top of the list up there with personal finance.
From the text line, Olathe does it over the summer.
Good.
Eudora still offers it. Scott meet Windshield. Windshield meets Scott. For the record, I was a passenger. I was not the driver. Jerk.
That would be seatbelt, Ed.
Yeah.
Teenagers between the ages of 16 and 19 already have fatality rates four times those of drivers aged 25 to 69. I'm just curious, before he goes and does his driving in 3 or 4 weeks, what from our listeners do you most remember about that course? Because for me, it was the excitement of all of those cars were lined up in the parking lot and you got to pick one. And I will never forget being in that car for the very first time and the instructor saying,
you got to pick the car.
Yeah, you got to pick the car. And the instructor saying, all right, let's do this. And we basically all went around the parking lot like snails around this huge parking lot and learned how to accelerate, to stop, to turn, all that stuff.
Now I think Maya had driver's ed, but I did most of it myself for her.
Yes.
And full disclosure, we would come here to the Entercom parking lot on the weekends when she was first starting to learn how to drive. And we would drive from here over to the parking lot right next door.
Yeah.
And then we'd come back, and then I'd say, hit the accelerator, now hit the brake, now park. She sucks at parking.
I always tell my children, when you are in like a Price Chopper or a high school parking lot, pick the furthest spot away and park in that spot.
Yeah, and then
stop trying to maneuver in between two cars.
Let's go to Mike on line one. Hello, Mike.
Hi, Mike.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Okay. Hey, I'm a high school principal, and we were able to offer driver's ed this year. The KSDE, the State Department of Ed, had some strict guidelines for us. It caused some work on our driver's ed teachers to really get things figured out so we could teach all of the classes and get all the hours in driving. But most schools probably offer driver's ed.
Is it expensive, Mike, to do it?
Depending on your district, it's about $250. And then our district picks up a little bit of that. Neighboring districts pick up more than us, and some pick up less than us. So,
okay.
In our area here, it's probably $50 to $250, depending on the school district.
Why is it always the football coach that's the driver's ed teacher?
Well, that's a very good question. Actually, this year, it was a different school principal and the athletic director. He's a track coach, though. I don't know. It just always seems like it is a driver's ed teacher.
Yeah.
Are they looking on, and I'm being serious here, are they trying to pick up an extra paycheck, or is it just, I've always wondered why it was always a coach that was the driver's ed teacher.
Well, it might be that they're looking for it. Back when I was still in high school, it was the football coach, but it was mostly because they made a position for the coach, and he needed something to teach, and so it's PE and driver's ed.
And driver's ed.
Here you go.
So, and thank you for the call, Mike. In the 1970s, 95% of students in this country had access to public driver's education. 95%. Today, and this is from Forbes.com, only 10 states have dedicated public programs, according to the report, which quoted information from the American Driver and Traffic Safety Education Association. The sharp decline is not due to a lack of interest, as 90% of those polled said they believe driver's ed should be part of public education today.
I think so, too.
What affects the rest of us more? Think about it, Scott.
No, I agree with you, Dana. Teach the driver's ed. For God's sakes, teach it. 576-7798.
And if you're a driver's ed teacher, what's that like?
Foot on the brake.
Are you an instructor? Do you still have that brake on the right side of the car?
Can you take over the vehicle? Are there two steering wheels?
Some do, some do not.
And have you ever crashed? I want to know.
576-7798. Molly, Scott, the others, hang tight. We'll get with all of you in just a moment. 576-7798. On a Tuesday, throwback to the 80s. Turn it up. Don't be afraid of it. All right, gang, let's get to it. Scott in St. Joe. Scott, hello and good afternoon, my friend. Welcome.
How are you, my friend? This is Todd, and I was at
Todd. Hello, Todd.
I was at the game Thursday night, and Dana was two rows over.
I knew it. I knew it.
Yeah, there you go. How you doing, guys?
We're doing well, buddy.
Hey, Dana was asking earlier. I'm a little older than you guys. I took driver's ed in the early 70s at St. Joe Central, and we had a football coach, of all things, go figure. But a couple of things. My first remembrance of it is the very first day they showed a very graphic film of people that had died in traffic accidents. I mean, it was just, you know, dismemberments the whole bit to try and scare you to death.
Yeah.
And I wish I could say it worked because I'm kind of an aggressive, not aggressive driver, but fast driver. But anyway, the other thing I recall is, I think, Scott, you were talking about that infamous break on the passenger side that the teacher runs. But back in that time, the you had a lap belt. You didn't have a shoulder belt. Mm-hmm. And
Just a lap belt?
Yeah, just a lap belt, and in the whatever it was, LTD, Ford LTD, whatever it was. But I remember going, it was my turn, there were two students in the back, and I was driving, and Coach What's-His-Name, who I won't name, I started to roll through an intersection, a stop sign. He hit that brake, my head bounced off the steering wheel, and two heads bounced off the back of my seat. I mean, he nailed it. So yeah, it just a little bit of a dent in my cranium, but past that, back in the day, that was a thing. I wish they still had it. Unfortunately, I think it's very limited. But anyway, that's all I got, guys. Have a good day.
Hey, Todd, be well, my friend.
See you guys.
Okay. So, Scott, one of my kids many years ago tells me, pretty recently actually, that she got in the car with her driver's ed person and full disclosure, this was not Johnny Rowland's school. This was many years ago. And the guy, she said, was just a little odd. And I remember her telling me that at the time.
The instructor?
That the instructor was a little odd. And he was cussing and listening to our show. And so she was just like, oh, my God, please don't say anything about that. You know what I mean? She just said it was awkward.
Oh, he was listening
to our- yes, man. In the car during driver's ed.
Oh.
And he's like, oh, my God, I love these guys. And she's like, uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
They suck.
10-2, 10-2, like trying not to say anything.
Right.
He says to her, she just tells me this a couple weeks ago, and I'm like, what? He says to her, you know what? I've got to run an errand. I've got to swing by a buddy's house and pick something up. We'll just make that your driving lesson. So he starts telling her, go here, turn here, turn here.
Run an errand?
And I go, where were you? And she goes, I don't know. She goes, so I stopped the car in front of this house. He runs into his buddy's house. Comes right back out, pops the trunk, puts something in the trunk.
Drugs.
Gets back in the car and then says, okay, now we can go back to wherever. I go, did he use my daughter as a mule?
He's like, okay, now we have to go over here and drop off what I just picked up.
We gotta go here and drop off what I just picked up.
I'll give you 10%.
I go, why didn't you tell me this?
I need 10%.
I mean, he might have been picking up. I don't know. Why would you take a driver's ed kid to a buddy's house? That's so weird.
Drugs.
I don't.
And you said it was a male instructor
with
your daughter?
Yes.
Yeah, there's many, many problems.
I don't even want to think about it. Mm-hmm. I actually told Johnny that story, and he goes, oh, I would absolutely, it would not end well if one of his employees did that, he said.
Molly in Spring Hill. Molly, hello.
Hey, how are you guys?
Hi, good. Well?
Good. Spring Hill High School still offers driver's ed. My daughter actually did it over the summer. So it was kind of interesting with COVID. And
oh, good.
It wasn't, you know, she didn't get her license right away. You know, you have to make your appointment at the DMV, all that. But yeah, they still offer it down here. So
awesome.
Yep. I learned to drive in a cemetery, though. I didn't take driver's ed. My parents said everyone's already
whoa,
dead.
Whoa.
You just buried the lead. What do you mean you learned to drive in a cemetery?
I learned to drive in a cemetery. My parents said everyone's already dead. You can't hurt anybody. So that's where I learned to drive. God.
Actually true.
Very true.
Did you hit a tombstone?
I did not. I did very well. It was all one way, though.
Yeah, straight to hell, right?
Right.
Okay.
By the way, I was goofing. I was going into a gym class the other day. And I passed the gal at the front desk, and I looked at her. I had my mask on and everything, of course. And I looked at her, and I go, I'll see you in hell. And I don't think she got the joke.
Oh.
Like, I was getting ready to go into a gym class.
Right.
So for the next 45 minutes, I'm going to be in hell. And I just looked at her, and I go, I'll see you in hell. And I don't think she got the joke, because she was offended. I digress.
I don't think she did get the joke. What if she was like super religious and now you freaked her out?
She's been at church since.
Right?
I was just trying to. Yeah. Larry. I mean, Todd in Independence. Hello, Todd.
Todd or Larry?
Go ahead, Larry.
Okay. I grew up a little bit sooner than you guys did, and I was in Raytown School District at that time. We had a joint between the two high schools driver's ed facility that they bused us to, and it was during the regular school year and all that. And the main point was, if you didn't take it, your insurance was a lot higher,
right?
And so we all took it. But what I've noticed is that the people of my age group, when we took that, we went to take our driver's test when we finally got to be, you know, ready to take it. And we passed it the first time. Now I'm seeing these young kids that aren't getting driver's ed offered in school, and they're taking it 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 times. So it's a good thing. They need to bring it back.
Well, but Larry slash Todd, a lot of people are writing in saying that driver's ed never left the schools.
Well, it's left the schools my nieces and nephews are in right now. If they want to do it, they got to go pay somebody to
right.
do it.
And it's, okay. it is not cheap.
No, it is not. But that was my whole deal. Is it was a good program in school, and we mostly did it just to get out of a couple hours of school. But you know, and also it was sponsored at that time by the Raytown car dealership, so we had all these brand new cool cars to drive.
Okay, partner. Hey, glad we got you in, man. Brian in Olathe. Hello, Brian.
Hey, how's it going?
Hi,
it's going
good.
Well. Thank you for asking.
I went to driver ed in Shawnee Mission School District back in 91. Didn't pass.
Wait. You failed driver's ed?
Well, I didn't fail it, but I didn't pass it with enough of a grade that I could go get my license.
Wait,
Brian. That sounds like something my 14-year-old would say. Well, I didn't fail it.
But I didn't pass it.
Well, I think I got a D or maybe a C-minus something. Anyways, I've been a truck driver for at least the past 30 years, and I've yet to be in an accident, knock on wood.
Well, good for you.
However, you guys have done a different story. Maybe it was midday. Oh, it's been some time back. That the millennials, if you will, are not wanting to drive.
That's true.
No, that's true. My nephew is 15 years old and does not want to get his driver's license. That is correct.
Scared? What? Have you ever heard a reason?
He just doesn't want it. No, I don't think he's scared. No. He just doesn't want it.
No. They've got Uber Eats to bring them food. They've got buddies and friends and parents to drive them around.
You got to remember, Brian.
Time.
Hang on, Brian. When we were kids, driving was our FaceTime.
Oh yeah.
Right.
They don't need that anymore.
Everybody's just living in a cyber world.
Well, Yeah.
Hey.
Oh. Steve in Platte City. Hello, Steve.
Hi, Steve.
Yeah. Yeah. I took driver's ed in 1968 in the summertime. And my teacher, he wasn't a teacher at school. He was just, I guess they got this guy and paid him to do this. And we was out on a gravel road one day, and he thought he'd be cute. And he had me pull up and turn south on this other gravel road, but he was going uphill. And he says, "Now I want you to take off without spinning your wheels." And I seen him push down on the brake pedal on his side of the car. And so I took him for a pretty good ride. He didn't ever ask that question again. But then the day before the time before the last time that we was go out driver's ed, and he dropped us off. And then he took off, and it'd been raining pretty hard. And we got one state highway that's got a low water bridge on it, and he drove the driver's ed car right out in the middle of the water and washed the car right up against the side of the bridge.
Oh no.
And he was standing up on top of the car crying like a little baby.
did you call it driver's edding?
Yeah. I'd been driving since I was about 9 years old. I was born on a farm and raised on a farm. And
yeah, yeah.
So, you know, I kind of knew how to drive. And he thought he was going to be real cute when he stepped down on that brake pedal. And I thought, well, buddy, I'm going to take you a ride. And I just said, all I said was, hang on, everybody. And we took a ride.
Be well, my friend.
Okay. He's still laughing. That was awesome.
Never laugh at your own jokes.
No, it makes it better. It makes it so much better.
Well, we took a ride.
More than half of the boomers surveyed, the oldest drivers that they did survey in this study, said they remember most or almost everything they learned that many years ago in driver's ed.
Jennifer in Overland Park, you get the last word. Hello, Jennifer.
Hi, how are you?
We're doing well, thanks.
Good. I went to school in Lincoln, Nebraska, Lincoln East High School, and it was a graduation requirement for you to take driver's ed.
Oh. Wow.
Yeah, so it was paid for and everything. You didn't have to pay anything out of pocket. It was wonderful. It was a semester long. It was great.
Oh, it was a whole semester?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yes, a lot of testing, a lot of driving, and cemeteries are the best place to learn stick shift.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you had to drive a stick.
Side. She taught me on a stick, but through the school, it was an automatic.
Okay.
How many people today could drive a stick, Scott?
I would say 20% of the population.
Okay.
No, that's not fair.
It's been years since I've driven a stick, but my first two cars were stick shifts.
Could you drive one today?
Yes.
Dana?
It would take me a second going up a hill to not stall out and to remember exactly how that feels. But then after I started doing it, I would be able to do it. Yeah.
Accelerator.
Yeah.
I would say 50%.
I would say for the younger generation, it's probably like 5%.
I think it's less than that. Can you even buy a stick shift anymore?
You can. They just cost more money now, which is silly because the automatics used to cost more money.
That's true.
Are you serious?
That's true. A stick shift costs more money. Yes. You've got to want it.
Huh.
And you're going to pay for it.
Mm-hmm. I would bet under the age of 30, we're talking about 1%.
I can drive a stick shift.
I understand. You're also 23 going on 50. I can drive a stick. But I guarantee you, under the age of 30, I bet it's 1%.
I'd agree with that.
Yeah.
Over the age of 30, 30 to 45, 20%. Over the age of 45, 80%.
Yeah.
Because that's what we learned.
I always laugh when there's a car theft and the...
they steal a stick.
Thieves steal a stick and cannot get away.
Right.
It makes a horrible noise if you don't know what you're doing.
When you're grinding the gears.
Yes.
And they left the car 4 feet later.
Right.
Ooh.
It's kind of a crazy song. Get out of my dreams. Get into my car. Okay, perv. The Detroit Tigers, which did draft one guy named Patrick Mahomes years ago, came up with a mock draft report. Mahomes, who is the Super Bowl MVP for the Chiefs, was drafted by the Tigers in the 37th round of the 2014 Major League Baseball draft. He was pick 1,120th. Instead of signing with Detroit, he went to Texas Tech to play football and began a path that led him to the Chiefs. Here is the mock draft report from the Detroit Tigers as released last night. Keeps yelling, hot route, hot route. Nobody knows what this means. Prefers catchers say Z flank, motion bullet, split Y flare, circle read when he's calling for a fastball. Will pump fake throw to first base, but then throws it to the base himself.
Listen to this. MLB scouts grade players on a 20 to 80 scale. Mahomes' rating for his arm got an 80 plus. Quoting here from the mock draft report. Once threw a runner out at the plate from the parking lot. That's awesome.
A story here from Opa-locka, Florida. After 13 years, a South Florida city has overturned a ban on saggy pants.
What?
Bottoms that reveal the wearer's underpants. The Opa-locka City Commission voted yesterday on a 4-1 vote to repeal both the original 2007 legislation and a 2013 ordinance that said women, not just men, could receive civil violations for wearing pants that expose their undergarments. The Miami Herald reports that the vote was a first reading of the repeal, meaning it will need another approval again at a subsequent commission meeting before it's official. Around the city, which is northeast of Miami, signs still warn folks of the ordinance. They show an image of two young men wearing pants below their waist, featuring the words, no ifs, ands, or buts. It is city law, says Vice Mayor Chris Davis. I was never in support of it, even as a resident. I felt it disproportionately affected a certain segment of our population, which is young African-American men. Now, Mr. Vice Mayor, I don't know if you've ever been to the Target in Mission. It ain't just black kids that wear these pants down on their ankles. It is the white kids, too. And they look equally stupid.
I used to sag my pants.
You did not.
Mm-hmm.
You were a pants sagger?
For a year or two. I was finding myself. It was early on in high
school. Keep looking.
You used to sag your pants?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. I thought I was cool.
You're not cool.
What did you do as a teenager that you thought was cool that was completely ridiculous and not cool at all?
Shredded Joe Elliott from Def Leppard jeans.
Okay.
I mean, shredded.
Didn't wear a seatbelt.
I tinted the windows on my Toyota Corolla hatchback in Topeka, Kansas.
Mm. That says white trash.
It wasn't a good look.
It took me about 20 minutes to get these pants on in Scott Wolkich's little VW Bug.
Because you were hiding them from your mother.
I did. I put them in my backpack. My mom would not let me wear these to school. So I would put them in my backpack. And then I had to put on spandex because, like, they were shredded all the way up to here.
Yeah.
And so you had to wear spandex underneath them or the principal would get you, Fred Barnes. But getting them on took forever because your feet kept going through the holes.
Fines in that Florida town, by the way, mm-hmm. as of 2013, were doubled to $500.
Mm-hmm. News is next, 576-7798. Sam Stevie the Third, Dana Wright, I'm Scott Parks on KMBZ.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.